Welcome to the Nerdy Up North podcast, nerds. So today, I'm not joined by Sammy. No, I've got two lovely assistants here, like my little Debbie McGee's there. I've got the top grumps himself, one half of Anime Club, which is the lovely, and Alan Shearer looking like Chris. And we have Emo Lee, the other half of Top Grumps, and also host of a Dragon Ball show, which I cannot pronounce, and Lee will show me how to do it for the second time.
It's called The Kame Chronicles, and I knew the emo thing was coming, so I was trying to brush my hair out of my face so it wasn't like doing the proper emo eye thing, but yeah, it was too late.
to be fair, you do have the most amount of names I think any one of our group has. Like, you've got that many nicknames, it's hard to keep up with what kind of personality, from Donkey Lee to Where Donkey to Daddy Discord to Lee the Tramp. Like I said, you've went through all the emotions through this journey on this podcast. But yes,
you never know which one's going to show up
And he's always beautiful. That's always the main thing. But yes, I don't have my partner in crime, Sammy, because she didn't watch this movie. As we were very lucky the other night, I got an email from Signature Entertainment UK saying, would you like a screener? And as a greedy northerner, I was like, yes, I would, because I don't like paying for stuff because I'm cheap. But it's always nice to kind of get there first and see something before it's actually released. And yeah, so we got access to the new Screamboat horror movie from the makers of The Terrifier and Terrifier 2 and Terrifier 3. So we were expecting something different to what we got. Basically, I think that the reaction. But before we do go into that, just to give some information as well, this movie is exclusive to Vue Cinemas, and we're playing all over the UK and in Ireland from Wednesday the 2nd of April. In the description below, we will have a link to where you can get your tickets. So as the lovely Chris is pointing, so if you can point down for us, Chris, so tell him where the description is. See, that's why he's a lovely civil. He's like, Debbie McGee, yes. Just need to get him an address next time. So just to give a bit of some synopsis of the movie, because the crack with this, because we've had a few different types of these movies come out recently, and I believe we want to get a few more, because I think the IP for certain characters or stories, if it goes after like longer than 100 years since they were registered or came out, they go into the public domain. So the public can use it, yeah. And you can make anything you want with them. So this could have been a nice movie, but no, the crazy people who make horror movies have decided, I can make horror movies from these beloved characters, from Winnie the Pooh to Popeye the Sailor. And we've got Screamboat, which is based on Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie. So the synopsis
is... That's probably why we didn't expect it to be as good as it was, because we've had things like Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, where it wasn't a bad film, but this seems like it's a lot higher quality than the previous things that have came out.
100%, and it kind of embraced what it was and threw a lot of humour into that, which I wasn't expecting. And there was times where you were kind of like going, oh, but there was other times where we were actually pissing ourselves laughing. And again, I think, I don't know about you, but this is the type of movie you should be watching with your mates. Like, have a few drinks, get everyone round. It's one of those ones that you can enjoy better in a group, I think, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't know if you felt that way. So yeah, so I'm just going to give you a quick synopsis of the movie. So we get David Howard Thornton from Art the Clown fame, or from The Terrifier. He's changed a little bit, and he's now the tiny terror of New York in this horror that'll make you shiver. The next time you hear a squeak in the night, a group of New Yorkers, and this is probably the most New York movie I've ever seen in my life, are on a late night ferry ride that turns deadly when a mischievous mouse begins a rampage targeting unexpected passengers. The unlikely crew must band together and thwart the murderous menace before their relaxing commute turns into a nightmare. So do you think that's pretty much, in a nutshell, what we watched last night?
Yeah. I loved your New
New
Yorkers.
Yorkers.
Hey, I'm sailing here.
Yeah,
Forget
there you
about it.
go. And that's what kind of threw us a little bit about the movie, like the accents. Like everyone kind of went deep dived into the like proper New York accent or New Jersey, and it was kind of like, "Hey!" I was just waiting for like the Fonz or something, or like someone from The Sopranos to kind of walk down like off someone. But no, we had what was the most sinister and adorable looking killer mouse I've ever seen. I don't know if he was meant to be adorable, but I loved him. I thought it was hilarious. I loved his little legs, his ears. Even though he had a little bit of Art of the Clown to his face, but I just thought he was hilarious. I don't know about you.
He had all of Art's mannerisms, though, like, didn't he? Like, he's like slashing away at people, and he'd be like, "Ooh."
That's his Steamboat Willie, isn't it? He does that in the original cartoon.
But what about you, Chris? Because with you being from a sailing background, did it reminisce with you? Did it remind you of old times?
A little bit. I remember my first Steamboat Willie at the ships.
Right. Oh dear.
But no, it was great. I mean, it's you can't look at it as if with any realistic expectations for working on a ship. But yeah. Like, why would you keep flares in the engine room?
Oh, you kicked off about that last night as well. Like, you were like, why would you go downstairs for flares? Flares should be where you like get them like
Yeah.
at the top. Like you actually had a big problem with that last night.
Well, I
Chris
did,
is
and
a...
then I slowed down and realized it's a film about a tiny mouse killing people.
Chris, you're an absolute joy to watch films with. Like, there was one point where Steamboat Willie gets in a forklift and you're in the chat going, "Here, I don't think he's forklift certified, mate."
Well, it did take him a while to get it going as well. One thing I absolutely I thought was brilliantly well done. There was like, well, there's a few things, but the Disney references throughout, like the little like lines from other Disney films, the little throwbacks to songs. Like I think there was one where like someone was in the water and it was like, "Just keep swimming." Like them, like little
Yeah.
bits and little Easter eggs, shall we say? Like it's almost like you
Alas,
can
loses
go.
that slipper.
Yeah, you can go back through and tick them off and like try and find as many references. Almost like when you're watching like Haunting of Hill House, when you're going trying to find all the ghosts in that film in the back. This one you could re-watch and try and find all the Disney references, which in a horror film sounds batshit crazy. But that was one thing I wanted to ask you guys. Did you feel that this was an out and out horror film?
No.
Because like if this is the makers from the makers of The Terrifier, so I was expecting proper, not like daft horror, but like gory horror, nasty horror, like things to make you feel uncomfortable. Yes, there was a few horrific deaths, but it was done in a way, and especially with the music, where it was kind of like laughing out loud, like proper belly laughs at times as well. Oh, this person's been skewered through the chest by a harpoon. But with the sound and the whistling and stuff, it just made it brought a new comedy element that I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, definitely expected more gore with it being like the Terrifier people. But there was probably maybe half of the kills where it does the thing that you always praise in all of your like horror things, where it doesn't show it and it cuts away and lets you use your imagination for what's happened.
Certainly.
Some of the other half it doesn't, and it just shows you full on, and we get some absolutely amazing death scenes.
Yeah.
What about you,
I thought it
Chris?
was like a I thought it was really I think it's a horror comedy, but it's a self-aware one. It sets up loads of characters that you just want to die.
Yes.
So you see a group of women who are representing all of the Disney princesses, and that you're kind of like, oh, I can't wait for this one to die. I can't wait for that one to die. And when they do, you're
Oh my
like, get in.
God. Oh my
Yeah.
God. We haven't got a Wi-Fi signal. We need to Instagram what we're doing. Oh, kill him, scream, kill him, Willie, kill him.
Well, yeah, that's a good point though, because you ended up like you're not meant like when you're watching the Terrifier movies. Well, I know I don't cheer for Art. Like I want the people to get away from Art because he's horrific. I was cheering quite a lot for Willy last night, and not in the way I've just said it. I've just like taken out of my sex tape, but the way that like Willy went about, And it was kind of like a little bit like a love story at the same time. He was trying to get back to Minnie again, which, well, was it Minnie? I didn't actually name her, but that, if we're going off the like the Mickey Mouse tropes, that's kind of like Steamboat Minnie, shall we call her?
We'll have to wait till the Minnie IP becomes public to know.
True.
Very, I mean, it's a bit worrying, like, if it's his love as well, because wasn't Minnie originally his sister?
Sure?
Yeah,
well,
I'm sure, like, the first cartoons Minnie was in, she was Mickey's sister.
Oh well, that's gonna be interesting, because like, see, when you go to Disneyland, they get Minnie and Mickey's married, so oh well. Only in America, shall we say. Oh, this is us being cancelled already because of this. But as Lee said, some of the deaths in this movie is absolutely brilliant. And I know we're trying to not go too spoiler heavy, but I would be amiss not to talk about this one, because I think when we were doing it, we all three of us cheered at the same time, because there's a police officer who's like getting some extra treatment, shall we say, from his girlfriend. She's like being very, he's very nice,
and he's truncheon,
very nice and kind to him. And Willie's been like a dirty voyeur, watching, going like, don't know what he's doing. I think someone shouted like mouse boner at one point, and he kind of jumps out this vent with his hatchet, because he's got this little tiny knife thing that he carries around, which is his weapon of choice, and he doesn't take, well, he does take a head, but not the head that you think of, and he kind of cuts him mid job, shall we say, in the best way to put it. And it's full just mast. Yeah, in full mast. And then that again just plays on to different jokes all the way through, and it's absolutely hilarious. And again, one thing I did actually love about this film, not all the deaths are exactly the same. It's like they actually thought about the deaths and made them really quite imaginary, used different types of practical effects to do it as well. Like, some of, like, let's be honest, like, I'm not going to say this is world beating. Like, some of the practical effects were like very amateurish at times, but still so fun and so entertaining. I was kind of like, shit fantastic the way they did it, where they were so bad that we come good at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, would you be going to see this? Would you watch this movie again? I know we've watched it, like, say, last night, but I think it would be funny as fuck to watch this in the big screen, like on the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how? As soon as I finished watching it, I messaged people saying, like, oh, like, this is coming out soon. Like, you just need to watch this. And, like, I would go and watch it with people again.
Do you know how, well, most cinema releases now, they get special popcorn buckets and stuff like that.
Right.
Could you imagine one for Steve? Do you think they'd have a special hot dog or something?
I'm just trying to think, because I think Art the Clown got the Art's head for the Terrifier 3. What would the Steamboat Willie popcorn bucket be?
It's got to be that upside down Statue of Liberty head.
The Statue of Liberty head, yes. But and again, I know we've like talked about Willie as well. The cast were. I know it sounds bad, but the cast did the job. Like, there was no one that was overly irritating other than the New York and girls, but that was their role. They were meant to irritate you and like kind of like celebrate the deaths at the same time. I wouldn't describe this movie as like torture porn as well, like when we go at like the gore fests and like horrific as well. And you said before, Lee, it shows you enough in instances where you're like, you can turn away or go, ooh. But in other instances, as I said, they use the best horror trope. It's like, let you think and let you use your own imagination. Yeah. But yeah, it's a proper fun ride. And there's characters in that you start liking, you start rooting for. It does start to lose its way towards the end with certain aspects, and like, I think you were laughing, Chris, because something looked like a styrofoam piece of, like, was blocking the way, and it was like, it could have been easily moved, but then it was like, no, we're gonna play this out. But I like the fact that they didn't just explain Willie as like a rat on a rampage. It was like he'd been having these type of experiments on him and as a younger time. And I loved the way they kind of described it, and I showed you it through like old Disney type of animation. So it kind of felt like you were watching like a Disney film at a time. And with me, what will probably stay with me for a long time is his whistle. Like, that was the kind of thing that you... with great horror movies as well, there's sounds or effects that kind of that lingers with you. With the Jaws, it's the dum dum dum. With the Jason, it's like the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And Willie has his whistle, which was fantastically done. The only thing, again, which I did roll my eyes out at, and I think I was meant to roll my eyes out, was the crazy old man to tell the story about old Willie and how he was out. I was like, oh, God.
I loved him. And it was like a good little connection to the, like, segue to the backstory. And I think it needed that, because it made you actually feel for Willie. And there's not many horror films where it makes you go, oh, I really feel for this Jason Voorhees guy or Michael Myers or whatever.
Unless you're a complete psychopath like Chris.
Yeah, pretty much. I was thinking our full film.
Chris supports the maniacs. So
what kind of effect do you think this is going to have on the horror community for, like, because we go to conventions and things. Like even in 2 weeks' time, we're going to be at Haywood's HorrorCon.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll see anyone dressed as Willie?
I don't think in the smaller cons. I think some of the big cons we might, especially like, say, for the Love of Horror, I definitely could see someone dressed as Steamboat Willie. That, if they went for it, it would be an amazing outfit.
I was going to say, it's going to be really difficult for someone to get that spot on. It looks like quite a complex outfit to have made.
Just his little feet. Like, see, I loved his feet. His little walking around. Do-do-do-do. Like, he did have a lot of, with it being David Howard Thornton, there was a lot of, like, art mannerisms in the movie and in Willie's performance as well. But that kind of just lent to and made it a bit more fun.
But yeah, it was weird him here making a sound as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to art being expressive through his, like, anything.
Horns.
Yeah.
But no.
I like that the air didn't size him up as well.
Yeah.
Because when I was going into this, I was expecting it to be like a large person dressed as a mouse, but like through the like amazing computer graphics, they've managed to have a little mouse person run around.
And he was strong as fuck as well. That was the thing. He could take anyone out. And there was one bit that I did question. He got stabbed in the eye and his eye grew back, so I was like, yeah, it's like continuing.
But that happens to art as well, and it's like
maybe Willie and art are the same type of being. It's like the same type of creature out there. There's a mass race of these monsters that's coming towards us now.
Oh, we could possibly have something in the future of, like, do you know, Freddy versus Jason.
Art versus Willie. See, golden ideas coming from Nerdy Up North, yeah.
Played by Nicholas. No, is it Nicholas Cage?
Yeah, Nicholas Cage is the horror movie. Nicholas Cage needs to be the guy, like Ash Williams in this. But yeah. Oh, but no, what would you rate this out of 5? So if you were going to give this a rating, because again, it's not the best movie you'll ever see, but I think the best way I could describe it, it's fucking fun. It is just a fun movie from start to finish. When we watched it, we were smiling from the start and we were laughing our heads off at the end. If that was what they wanted us to do, I think they've hit a home run with this one, to be honest. But yeah, so out of 5, what are you going to rate this?
I don't think I can actually give it a rating because... Right. This is a good movie with friends.
Right.
But if you're by yourself watching it, I don't think you'd really enjoy it as much.
Right, okay. That's interesting. So what about you, Chris? If I give you a little rundown. If you don't want to give it a rating, you can just see how you would explain it. No.
I will, because as a horror film, I think it's I think it's like a 2. Right. But as a fun factor, as a horror comedy, which I think it is, I'll give it a 4.
Right.
Because I think it was amazing. Like, it kept me attention. I watched it all.
Yeah.
And I laughed at some parts.
Some parts.
What more do you want?
No, I agree.
don't. So there's parts where I don't think I was meant to laugh, like that when they were trying to move that rubble, the polystyrene rubble, and they're like, "Oh, can I do it?" I was laughing at that. And when Screamboat Willie picked someone up, a grown adult, I was just like, "Yeah." I was laughing at that. So yeah, I'll give it a 4 out of 5 as a horror comedy.
Cool. I think the standing testament to the movie as well is the fact that your lovely wife, not wife, partner, sorry, Chris, married you off now, Molly, who hates horror movies, watched it and really enjoyed it as well. So I think that's a glowing testament to how good this movie is. As someone who doesn't like horror movies, actually enjoyed the movie. So I think that I can't give it a better like seal of approval than that. The Molly seal of approval, shall we give it now?
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyone who wants to go and see it, and I know we're trying not to spoil too much, but as I said, go with a group of mates, have a fun, have a few beers, have a laugh. This movie is out in the UK in the View cinemas from Wednesday the 2nd of April. Just have a laugh with it, go with it. Don't set your expectations that you're going to be like terrified or like it's going to be grossed out. Yes, there's a few nasty bits and a few bits where you go, oh, but there's, as I said, it's just hugely entertaining, and a lot of movies try too hard. This knew exactly what it wanted to do, and it just went fucking balls to the wall for fun. And yeah, that's the way I would describe it. But yeah, and again, if you want to buy your tickets, go below. There's a link, there'll be a link in the description. There's a link to all the social medias. We'll put a link to, like, say, the Signature Entertainment UK. And again, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk about this movie and just basically have fun with the movie as well. Just, like, as I said, go out and have fun. But yes, so again, we'll be back with another few things. Join us on our channels. Join us on, like I said, our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Discord. All the links will be there. All the links to all the other stuff we do. And should I do it? No. Don't be a grump. Be a top grump. No. So stay nerdy, everyone. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.